Welcome to the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio, a time to explore our Catholic faith and find out about ways to share the faith with others. Help create the possibility of an encounter with the person of Jesus Christ in the lives of others by living out the call to the new evangelization and helping fellow Catholics rediscover full life in the Church. The Rediscover Hour starts now.
Good morning and welcome, listeners. Welcome to the Rediscover Hour, the show that spreads the good news in this great Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis. The Rediscover Hour is typically hosted by the great Jeff Cavins. However, Jeff is on the road today, so I'm pinch hitting. And who am I? Well, my name is Tisok Rosales, and I am a parishioner of this Archdiocese. I'm the pinch hitter today, so it's good to be with each and every one of you. So again, my name is Tisok, and I'm married to a wonderful woman, Avena, and Avena and I are blessed with six children, and we're parishioners at St. Joseph's in West St. Paul, and I'm really excited to be with you today. We have a great show lined up. One of my roles also is to be the development director for St. John Vianney College Seminary, or otherwise known as SJV, or Vianney College Seminary, and St. John Vianney College Seminary is located right here in our archdiocese. It is one of the largest college seminaries in the United States, and it's been a blessing for many young men to come through St. John Vianney College Seminary over the years. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. We have some exciting guests lined up. We have some leaders in the community that have volunteered with St. John Vianney College Seminary for a number of years. We're going to talk about a fun event coming up for SJV, our Vianney Cup, our golf tournament. We're also going to speak with another leader who has volunteered for a number of years who has helped out with an exciting, exciting program at St. John Vianney called Virtuous Business Leaders. And that guest is going to talk about that as well. And then at the end of the show, we're going to bring in a senior seminarian. He's a senior at SJV. And he's from the Diocese of Des Moines, and he's going to come in and talk about his experience at SJV. And also, we're going to bring in Father Stephen Borello from the Diocese of Joliet, who is working as a spiritual director and formator at SJV. So we've got a very exciting show planned for you today. Very glad to be with you. To get us started, to get us ready, let's just commit this hour to Our Lady and pray. I pray for each and every one of you listening, whether you're in the car, whether you're getting ready for the day. I'm just really, really grateful for the opportunity to be with you this day. So, St. John Vianney College Seminary has been around since 1968. We're getting close to celebrating our 50th anniversary. And the mission of SJV is to provide essential training today for tomorrow's Catholic priests. And we pursue this mission through a systematic formation in Christian virtue, a solid Catholic program for discernment and spiritual growth, and the first-class academic resources of the University of St. Thomas. SJV, men of Christ, men of the Church, men for others. So that's what we're going to talk about today, and we're excited. Here we go.
The family of Washburn McCreevy Funeral Chapels and Cremation Services has proudly served the Twin Cities area for five generations, nearly 160 years in the Twin Cities. No matter which of their locations you choose, you will always find an exceptional level of professionalism and care for end-of-life decisions. Washburn McCreevy's traditional approach to these tributes will allow survivors to love, laugh, and live well again even after their loss. Pre-planning funerals is now an important part of making sure your wishes are honored. It's good to pre-plan because it provides you with time to make life-end decisions in a calm and rational atmosphere. Washburn McCreevy even has a pre-planning checklist or online form that can start the process with the ultimate privacy and no obligation. Have this important form sent to you free by calling 612-377-2203. The family of Washburn McCreevy Funeral Chapel, Cemeteries, and Cremation Services continues to present the Daily Mass evenings on Relevant Radio. 612-377-2203.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour, the show that spreads the good news in this great Archdiocese of St. Paul and Minneapolis. My name is Tisok Rosales. I'm pinch hitting for Jeff Cavins, who is on the road. So we've got a great show lined up for you today. This show is about a great opportunity we have in our Archdiocese, that being St. John Vianney College Seminary, SJV. SJV is the college seminary of our archdiocese, but we also serve 19 other dioceses throughout the United States. And SJV is one of the largest college seminaries here in the country. And it takes a lot to make that go. It takes a lot to form these young men to for whatever God has in store for them, whether they go on to a major seminary somewhere. If they're from this diocese, that's typically the St. Paul Seminary, who is a very key partner of SJV's across the street, both on the campus of the University of St. Thomas. And it's the University of St. Thomas that confers a degree on these young men at SJV. And like I said, it takes a lot to get this thing going and to support this great mission. And one of the things that for the last almost dozen years we've had going is a golf tournament. And we are very blessed today to welcome a guest to the show who has been an instrumental part of that, Phil Roser. Welcome, Phil.
Welcome, Tiso.
Good to have you here. Phil has, like I said, been involved in this great effort to support the work of SJV since the beginning. And so I'd just like to ask you to tell us a little bit about yourself. Where you're from and who are you, and introduce yourself to our listening audience.
Well, a country boy from Nebraska, Tisok, but lived in the Twin Cities for the last 14 years and been blessed and met the love of my life in college. Catholic from Chicago, didn't have a prayer, Tisok, because I'm a convert. So I owe that blessing to my lovely wife, Ellen. Mm-hmm. I'm fortunate I have three lovely children, Nicole, Chelsea, and Patrick, and two grandchildren. Gerard and Cecilia, so been very blessed. A member of St. Thomas and Corcoran, and happy to be here this morning with you.
Well, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for being here. And thank you so much, Phil, on behalf of all the young men who have gone through St. John Vianney and those who will go through St. John Vianney College Seminary in the future, because you have been a part of something very, very instrumental to help this thing go. It takes a lot of resources to support the formation and discernment of these young men, and that is one of those things is the Vianney Cup. So tell us a little bit about it, because you've been around since the beginning, right, for this thing?
Well, it started 12 years ago, Tisok, around the kitchen table. We had done a fundraiser with Father Bill Baer and Deacon Hyman and Father John Klockman in our home. We were blessed to have a fundraising event for St. John Vianney, and at the end of it, we were sitting around the coffee table having coffee, and a few other guys, Mike Stebman, Greg Mazza, Father Klockman and I, Father Baer, kind of kicking around, well, what else could we do? And the idea of a golf tournament came up, and the rest is history, Tisok. And it, as you know, Ellen and I have a passion for the seminarians and the seminaries, and you've heard me say many times, my faith journey is one that I cannot imagine, nor do I want to imagine, a world without priests. And Ellen and I felt very strongly that we didn't want to have a situation where a young man couldn't say yes, couldn't answer the call from a financial reason. So it's all about the tuition, Tisok, as you know. It's very expensive to get these young men at the University of St. Thomas. So any little thing that we can do for the tuition to help with the reimbursement of that is certainly something how we started the tournament.
Well, that's fantastic. So why SJV, Phil? Why did you and Ellen feel called to get engaged, and how was that? Were you invited? Who was it with a particular priest? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, actually, it was Archbishop Flynn who introduced us to the seminaries, and Ellen actually was fortunate enough to be one of the founding members of the Ladies Auxiliary. The more that we interfaced with Monsignor Callahan and Father Baer, now Father Becker, it just became obvious that it's a worthy cause to consider to help these young men say yes.
Well, that's fantastic. Thank you so much, Phil. And I know that you and Ellen and your family have shared so much of your resources, time, talent, and treasure to the seminary. So on behalf of all that have benefited from that, thank you. On behalf of our church, Phil, really, thank you for that.
Well, it's been an honor, Tisok. And for those that are listening, the good news this year, in the 12th year, we are basically full. We've been very blessed this year with almost a full tournament. There is some opportunities from a table sponsorship. It's at Midland Hills. It's actually this Monday. And if you have any questions at all, you can reach out to Nancy Johnson. She's the contact at the seminary, and her phone number is 651 562-5967. And Tisok, if we hit our goals, we are going to pass the 1 million mark over the last 12 years.
$1 million raised for the seminary through this golf tournament. Phil, that's amazing. Congratulations. That's fantastic. Well, that's a good point. You know, we're talking about the resources it takes. It takes about $1 million a year to make this thing go, whether it's helping the seminarians, you know, cover some of their costs, whether it's covering the costs of the great formation staff and spiritual directors that we have on. And we're going to hear a little bit later at the end of the show from one of those spiritual directors. But yeah, that's great. Well, so help me understand. So it's Monday, September 19th. It's the day of this Vianney Cup, right?
That is correct.
And Midland Hills.
Midland Hills Country Cup, just north of the University of St. Thomas.
That's fantastic. And did I hear you say this year we're blessed that the tournament is nearly sold out?
It is pretty much sold out, but we do have some room for some table sponsors. Archbishop Hebda will be there. Monsignor Callahan will be there, obviously Father Becker. And we call it the Vianney effect, T-Soak. And basically we are blessed that we bring every seminary and all 125 men come to the event, and it is really something special.
Well, that's really neat. So there's table sponsorships available, and yes, Archbishop Hebda will be there, who I know is a fan of SJV and has shared his and he's got an interesting story with SJV that dates back to a couple dioceses ago, and you can hear that story hopefully on September 19th. Also, guests will have Super Bowl champion and past Relevant Radio Christ Brings Hope Award winner Matt Burke, as well as local and national hockey player, former Gopher and Minnesota Wild Brian Bonin. And they're going to be there at the event all day and all night. And so if people are interested, like Phil said, they can check on our website, vianney.net. They can also contact Nancy Johnson at 651-962-5967. For any opportunity left for a table that evening. Well, that's fantastic. So talk to us a little bit about this Vianney effect. So, you know, what is that, and give us a teaser. Give us a little snippet for those who haven't been.
For those that haven't been, during the dinner part of the program, basically every seminarian processes in, and Tisok, I've been blessed to stand up there and man after man after man after man process in and stand behind and sing a couple of songs and share a couple of their vocation stories. And it truly is. If you don't leave that event tingling, I'm not quite sure what else we could do.
Well, that's great. Well, I know that I've been blessed to see it a couple years in a row and seeing you up there, Phil, you know, sharing your heart and sharing your love for you know, our church, our diocese, the future of our church, and these young men. It's a great thing to witness. So I appreciate that. And so on the 19th of September at Midland Hills, the social hour begins at 4:30 p.m. and the dinner begins at 5:15. And the interesting thing, in addition to having Archbishop Hebda, Matt Burke, Brian Bonin, and Phil Roser up there illustrating this Vianney effect, we're going to finish by 7:30 at the latest, and we'll be done by then.
Yeah, so that's kind of the promise we've made.
There we go. And how are we doing on keeping that promise?
We've hit it every year.
11 for 11. Yep. So let's see if we can go 12 for 12. Well, that's fantastic. Well, that's great. And it's like I said, the golf portion is nearly sold out, which is a testament to our great committee and our great leader, Father Becker, who is the rector of St. John Vianney College Seminary. Now, Phil, you mentioned that his predecessor, Father Bill Baer, started this Vianney Cup, and the tradition has continued, huh?
It really has, and again, it's been a blessing, T-Soak, to be part of this and see the growth. We've kind of spread it around a little bit. We started out on the west side, Medina Country Club. We had a couple of years at the Town and Country, and we've kind of settled on Midland Hills, and I think it's a perfect location. It's right in the middle, you know, between the two cities. It's just north of the University of St. Thomas. The access is good, so we're hoping that, you know, we'll be blessed with another sunshiny day.
That's fantastic. So all you listeners, if you could help us out by praying for good weather on Monday, September 19th. So now, Phil, you mentioned that the young men kind of come through. It's interesting to point out that, you know, since SJV began, there have been hundreds, actually thousands of young men that have gone through the seminary. And we're going to talk a little bit later in a couple segments about some of the things that those young men go through. And over nearly 450 of them have become priests at some point, and that's fantastic.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And the ones that don't, they've got this formation and discernment that they can carry on with them in their future lives, whether they become husbands or just, you know, lay leaders or businessmen, right? Isn't that
how it works? Men from Christ, men for others, men of the church.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Well, that's really good. And you know what I tell people, in you know, have opportunity to share with people is that those who are involved at the seminaries, whether they work there, whether they're like Phil Roser who volunteers and gives of his time, talent, and treasure, or whether they pray and just learn more about the seminaries, we have a front row seat to the future of our church. And Phil, I'm sure you'll agree with me that that future looks pretty bright.
I think if you show up on the 19th, you will definitely see the future of the church.
That's fantastic. So, well, that's great. So now this is for St. John Vianney College Seminary, and it's important to point out that, you know, most people know, yeah, we have a seminary in this archdiocese, and some people are surprised to learn that we have two. St. John Vianney College Seminary has been around since 1968. It was opened to provide an undergraduate option for young men discerning a call to the priesthood. And we have a great institutional partner across the street on the campus, St. Paul Seminary, which is the major seminary. And each are independent of each other, but collaborating and helping in this this important mission. So, Phil, I really want to thank you for not only your service to the seminaries, but your witness as a husband, as a father, and as a man of virtue. So thank you so much, Phil. Really appreciate it.
Well, it's my pleasure, T-Sook, and I wish I could do more.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, thank you so much to Phil Roser, and stay tuned. We have another great volunteer coming up here, and we'll talk more about St. John Vianney College Seminary. Rediscover.
This is Kerry Becker of Becker Building and Remodeling. Have you been considering a kitchen remodel to update your home? Did you know that in about 1 month we can totally update your kitchen and make it more useful and functional? We've updated dozens of kitchens for Relevant Radio listeners to improve the value and enjoyment of their home. Our design and remodel team will take the stress and guesswork out of the project, and with our competitive pricing, you'll get even more value than you expect. Plus, our work is guaranteed. We can include beautiful custom cabinets, granite countertops, and center islands. We also specialize in opening up your floor plan by removing walls that are no longer needed. We can begin the design and build process today if you call me at 612-363-0493. Becker Building and Remodeling, a Catholic-owned business you can trust. Keep on listening in 2016 and keep the faith. See our work at choosebecker.com or call me at 612-363-0493 for a visit about updating your kitchen.
I'll find you there. I'll find you there. It's here that I call out. It's here that I
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour, the show that spreads the good news in this great Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis. My name is T-Sook Rosales. I am pinch hitting for Jeff Cavins, who typically hosts this show, but Jeff is on the road today, so I'm gonna help out a little bit here, and just wanted to say hello again to all of our listeners out there, whether you're in the car or getting ready for the day. We're very glad to have you with us, and I'm very glad to be with you. We're talking about a great asset, really, to our church, and a great asset to our local diocese and many dioceses throughout the country, that being St. John Vianney College Seminary. And we just heard a little earlier from a volunteer, Phil Roser, who has dedicated the last dozen years of his life to help St. John Vianney College Seminary in a number of ways. And we're also going to talk about a couple of other things at St. John Vianney College Seminary. And right now, we're bringing in a senior at SJV, Reed Flood, and also in the studio is a spiritual director who works at SJV, and he hails from the Diocese of Joliet, Father Stephen Borello. So, welcome, Reed.
Thank you, T-Sook. It's great to be here with you.
Welcome, Father Borello.
T-Sook, it's a joy to be here.
Well, thank you. It's a joy to be with you both, and as our listeners may have heard in the beginning, my role at SJV, I'm the Director of Development, and it's interesting. I have the opportunity to serve not only these men that we have in studio, but all the men at SJV, and it's just a blessing. And the two of you are an example, not only to those of us who work there, but an example of the rest of the the men at SJV, whether they're seminarians or spiritual directors, and it's a really honor to have you in the studio and an honor to serve you, you know? So
Thank you.
So let's get started with this portion of the show. I want to talk to Reed for a little bit first. And Reed, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and tell us about your family.
Yeah. Well, sure thing. Well, thanks for introducing me. First, just one, I'm humbled having all these people in here helping out and, you know, all these people supporting me. So I'm from Des Moines, Iowa. That's right, just an Iowa boy. I have seven siblings. So there's seven of us total, some older brothers, and I have one younger sister and two older sisters. And I grew up, both my parents were converts to the faith. My mom converted to Catholicism when she was in college, and my dad converted when I was in second grade. So what happened was our whole family, we were down going to communion, and it was just me and my dad up in the choir loft where we sat. And I looked up at my dad, and I was in second grade. I was like, "Dad, you know, are you going to come down with us?" And he looked at me, and he's like, "Yeah, I probably should." So 6 months after that, he ended up receiving baptism, confirmation, and first communion, and he entered into the faith. So that's my background growing up. It's been a great family.
That's fantastic. That's interesting. So now tell us about how you came to St. John Vianney College Seminary.
Oh, I'd love to. Yeah. So I mentioned briefly about my dad, and he really has been very instrumental in my faith, just a great masculine figure. And one of the things that he would do is he was an eighth grade football coach, and I was on his team. What he would do is that after every single practice, he would gather us together and give little 2 to 3 minute calls to greatness about the church, about Catholicism, and about following God's will. And would you know it? 5 men from that team went on to become seminarians, and I was one of them. So that was kind of great of him to lay the seeds, you know, to scatter the seeds and for us to go on. But what really did it for me, I never thought about joining seminary all throughout high school. But what I did think about was 3 things. Mm-hmm. And that was, 1, I wanted to be the best leader I could be. 2, I wanted to be the best athlete. And 3, I wanted to date the most beautiful woman out there. So those are the 3 things I like prayed to God for genuinely every single day.
Everyone's got to have goals.
Life goals, man. But yeah, so actually what happened was is that God was very good about answering those prayers. I prayed to be the best leader I could be. I was elected homecoming king by my peers at Dowling Catholic High School in Des Moines. I prayed to be the best athlete. I was a state championship athlete in football in high school. And the girls, that was a slightly different story. You know, I just couldn't end up finding that one beautiful girl. So I continued to pray to God about this and still waiting to hear back for that answer. Well, senior year comes around, graduate, and it's the summer before college. I'm going to go to University of St. Thomas as a business communication major. Everything's fine. But I get a text from a priest hero of mine, Father Zach Kautsky. And he said, "Hey, have you ever thought about seminary? You'd make a great priest." And me, in all my humility, I was like, "Well, I know that." But, you know, that just was the straw that broke the camel's back, you know, because from then I started praying about it more, thinking about it more, and I decided to make the step into seminary. But then I thought about that one last prayer, and I was like, "God, where is, you know, like this beautiful woman? Like, I'm not going to be able to date while I'm in seminary." Well, I went into SJV thinking I'd be there for one semester. This is my 4th year. And honestly, I think I found that most beautiful woman. And I think at this point, that's the Roman Catholic Church.
Wow. Yeah. That's fantastic. Praise be to God.
Yeah, thank God.
That's fantastic. Wow. Well, so you've been at SJV. That's a great story. You've been at SJV for, this is your 4th year. Tell us a little bit about your experience at SJV and how has that impacted your life and how has it shaped you?
Well, I'd say the biggest difference between me, my freshman year, and me and my senior year is I've become a lot more compassionate. Mm-hmm. I'd say a lot more sensitive to other students because I came in all fiery, you know, ready to change the world, ready to save the world. And then by the end of it, I realized, well, the world's already been saved. The world's already been changed. And that was by Jesus Christ himself. So a lot of it now is me simply just, you know, letting myself fall into that love. And the people who have been so instrumental in that have been my fellow seminarian brothers, as well as the priest staff. And, you know, before coming into the studio today, Father Brella was talking to me, and it's great we have him here in the house, but he said, "Hey, we have that radio show tomorrow." I was like, "Yeah." He said, "Okay, can I say Mass for you tomorrow?" And I was like, "Oh, please do." So this morning, Father Brillo, great example. He had a private Mass for me before we came in today.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's fantastic. And, you know, having been in the building for the last couple years at SJV, I hear stories like that, and I've experienced some of those things by some of the great spiritual directors and formators we have there. So what a blessing. Mm. Well, speaking of that blessing, what do you think God has in store for you, Reed, going forward?
Well, it is a mystery right now as far as major seminaries go, but I do feel called to go on a major seminary, and I have three options. The Des Moines Diocese, we send to Mundelein Seminary in Chicago. We, of course, send to St. Paul Seminary in St. Paul, Minnesota. I love St. Paul. And we also send to Rome. So those are the three graces right now that I'm discerning is, you know, what's God's call for me? And either way, I've seen just in the way God's worked in my past life, whichever way he's calling me to, he's going to bless it, and it's going to be one heck of an adventure.
That's fantastic, Reed. Thank you so much for your yes. Thank you for accepting that text message from that priest and allowing it to God to use those instruments to impact your life, because really that impacts the church's life and all those who are listening at some point. So we'll pray for you, and I'm asking all our listeners to pray for you and your brother seminarians and all those at St. John Vianney College Seminary. Thank you, Reed.
Praise God.
So as Reed was saying, one of those great spiritual directors and is with us in studio today, Father Stephen Borrello. Father Borrello, welcome.
Well, thank you, Tisok. I am truly humbled by just Reed's comments, and it is a joy to be here. It's a gift to be at SJV and just to watch these young men go really from adolescence to becoming men for the sake of the church and the sake of our future.
Well, that's fantastic. Yes. Yeah, so I want you to tell us a little bit about your role there, but tell us about yourself, Father Borrello. Where
are you from? I'm from the Diocese of Joliet in Illinois. I am the oldest of four. I have three younger sisters. All three are married. I have four nieces and nephews. It's a great joy. I get to go home and experience the joy of family life. And I went to the University of Illinois, studied chemical engineering. While I was there, the Lord just said, come, I have something greater for you. And I was like, what's better than chemical engineering? And the Lord said, come and find out. And so I gave the Lord the chance. And my first year of seminary, I was like, I don't really want to be here, Lord. And the Lord's like, I know, but I'd like you to stay a little longer. And little by little, step by step, the Lord won my heart. And I can say just with the deepest of gratitude that I am where I am supposed to be. Mm-hmm. I'm a priest of Jesus Christ, and that is by far the greatest blessing that I have ever experienced in my life. Mm-hmm. And I revel, and I just truly thank God every day for being at the seminary with these men and for the gift of priesthood.
That's fantastic, Father Borrello. Thank you so much for your yes and your priesthood, and thank you for serving the many men from not only this archdiocese, but 20 dioceses throughout the country. Tell us a little bit about your role at SJV.
So the role of a formator and spiritual director at SJV is really about helping the men to know the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Father, and the Holy Spirit in the ordinariness of their lives. How is the Lord moving? Where is the Lord inviting them? Where is the Lord asking them to let go of something or to say yes to something that they otherwise might not? That's the gift of being a spiritual director. The formator gets to walk with the men through the mess of their own lives. All of us are wounded. All of us have struggles and difficulties. And the formator has the blessing and the privilege to walk with the men to help them realize where they lack freedom and help them to find that freedom through Jesus Christ. And the gift is I don't do it alone. I am blessed with a number of other priests on staff, from our rector, Father Michael Becker, to Father John Bauer, who's working with our men this year in Rome, to Father John Kelly and Father Abraham George. Father Evan Koop was there last year. We have Father Paul Gitter, who's been there now he's been involved in SJV for over 19 years, just a man of great wisdom. And this year we have Father John Whitlock from the Diocese of Lansing, who has been for us just a great joy to have. Father Mark Paveglio and Father Andy Jaspers from the Archdiocese here serve as spiritual directors for our men. So it's a great team. We have a number of great lay men and women who help us out in every way you could imagine. But it's a great blessing.
Wow, talk about good news in this Archdiocese of St. Paul and Minneapolis. That's fantastic. What a great evangelization tool, not only for these young men, but for the countless lives that they will impact.
Yeah. And it's beautiful. The seminary has been full for the last decade. We're at capacity again this year. It's been just a great gift to us just to see how the Lord's providential love and care for his church keeps inviting these men to say yes to him and to give them, to give him the chance to show them where they are called to be.
Wow, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. So over 120 men this year at, in St. John Vianney College Seminary from 20 different dioceses from around the country. And the diocese that sends the most men to St. John Vianney College Seminary is the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis, this local archdiocese. And this show, the Rediscover Hour, spreads the good news about what's going on in this archdiocese. And this is one of the many wonderful things we've got going on in our local church that also serves the broader church. So, Father Brillo, that's fantastic, and thank you for mentioning the other spiritual directors and formators on staff there at SJV. And, of course, you know, right now God has at the head our wonderful rector, Father Michael Becker, and what a blessing he is to work with, isn't he?
Oh, he is a joy, and he's got a wonderful sense of humor that he shares with the house over and over again.
You know, people often tell me as I'm out and about talking, they say, that's not fair. You have Father Becker, you know, at the seminary. I say, you know what? Believe me, I'd love to have him at my parish too. You know, I've got a couple great priests there, but yeah, Father Becker would be great. But you know, think about the rainmaker effect that a Father Becker, and now we've heard from Father Borello and the other spiritual directors and formators, that they have the impact on all the men that whether they go on to become priests or not, that they'll have on parishioners or their future families.
And it is a gift to have Father Becker there and these other men, because all of them have unique gifts and talents. They all call out something, that aspect, that desire for greatness that Reed was mentioning, that his dad would speak to the men on the football team about, that they're called to greatness. And the beautiful thing is, last year, of the men who graduated, 75% went on to go to graduate seminary to study theology. But the other 25% of them, eight of those young men, are now serving in different ministerial roles in the church, some with focus missionaries going to college campuses, others are serving on net ministries, others in SPO, others in just numerous ways where they're giving back to the church in thanksgiving for the opportunity that they had, and just in thanksgiving for God's goodness to them.
That's fantastic. That's good news.
It is great news.
That's fantastic. Well, great. Well, and so Reed, you have an opportunity then to experience the direction and formation of priests like Father Brillo at SJV. Mm. That's fantastic. So, well, wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you both very much for being here. You know, it's interesting, Father Brillo, you pointed out that each of the spiritual directors and formators at SJV bring a different role. I was just reflecting on how Reed said it was his father and a text message, you know, were the two things. Imagine 24/7 of those text messages and spiritual fathers, you know, at SJV.
It's a gift for us. That's a gift for us.
Well, thank you both for being here. We really appreciate, Reed, your yes, Father Brillo, your yes, and it's an honor to serve you, and thank you for speaking with our listeners today on the Rediscover Hour.
Thank you.
Well, stay tuned. We have another guest coming in to talk more about St. John Vianney College Seminary, so stick with us. We'll be back.
Set on 30 acres of beautifully landscaped gardens, the Shrine of Christ's Passion looks and feels just like the Holy Land 2,000 years ago. Travel the prayer trail with life-size bronze figures artfully placed in dramatic scenes representing the last hours in the life of Christ, each enhanced by original music and a corresponding meditation. Visit the exquisite Shrine Gift Shop, which offers a huge variety of unique and inspiring gifts for any occasion in all price ranges. Open year-round, the Shrine is free of charge and it's handicap accessible. Guided tours are also available. It's the perfect outing for church and school groups. Call 855-277-SHRINE. That's 855-277-SHRINE. Or visit online at shrineofchristspassion.org. The Shrine of Christ's Passion, where lives are changed one soul at a time. Come, take the journey.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour, the show that spreads the good news in this great Archdiocese of St. Paul and Minneapolis. My name is Tisok Rosales, and I am pinch-hitting for Jeff Cavins, who typically hosts this show. However, Jeff is on the road today, so we're filling in, and it's been a great show today. We're talking about a great gift in this local archdiocese that also serves the broader church. That gift is St. John Vianney College Seminary, otherwise known as SJV, and we've spoken with Phil Roser, who volunteers his time, talent, and treasure to help SJV. We spoke about the Vianney Cup, which is coming up on Monday, September 19th. And we also had in studio Reed Flood from the Diocese of Des Moines, who is a senior at SJV, and we heard about his story and how SJV has impacted his life. And we also had Father Stephen Borello, who is on staff at SJV from the Diocese of Joliet, Illinois, and he shared about his role as a formator and spiritual director and the great gift we have there at SJV. Speaking of great gifts, we have another gentleman here in studio, Rich Chapman. Welcome, Rich.
He's so great to be here.
It's great to have you. And Rich is another individual in this archdiocese who has given so much, him and his family, of his time, talent, and treasure to many things. And one of the things that has been blessed by Rich's presence is St. John Vianney College Seminary. So I want to welcome you, Rich, to the program, and thank you for your gift to not only SJV, but to many, many things in this diocese, Rich.
T-Soak, the gift is mine, to be involved with you and the great outreach of SJV. All the activities, it's been a great blessing to me and to our family.
Well, let's tell me a little bit about that. Tell us about yourself, about Rich Chapman. Who is Rich?
Well, first of all, I'm an Iowa boy. You know, Reed and I, we're taking over the world, the Iowans. So it's good that you've invited us on the show, but look out, we're coming hard.
We're on notice.
You're on notice. my wife is from South Dakota, my wife Jamie. We live in Prior Lake, we have four children. And we just moved there. We're members at St. Michael's, in Prior Lake, and I'm a business consultant downtown Minneapolis with a company, Chartwell Financial Advisory. We do business consulting for organizations around the country. And my involvement with SJV, I think it goes back 7 or 8 years, TISO.
Okay.
Father Michael Becker reached out to me. Father Bill Baer actually started the program, Virtuous Business Leaders, under another name, Pastores 21, which was Pastors for the 21st Century.
Okay.
And after a number of years, considering what was happening within SJV, a number of the seminarians discerned not to be priests, but rather to go on and to be businessmen, husbands, fathers.
Mm-hmm.
And so we changed the name to Virtuous Business Leaders with the intent of exposing young men to the wonderful opportunity there is in the workplace to live a virtuous life and influence people for the cause of Christ in our great church.
Well, that sounds wonderful. So talk to us a little bit more about this Virtuous Business Leaders. How did it start? And tell me about the history and how you got involved. And maybe why don't we start there. Tell us about why you and Jamie became involved at SJV.
Well, T-Soak, I think we would all, anyone we talk to says the world needs change.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason Christ came into the world. And the opportunity to initiate change within the workplace is a wonderful opportunity because it all begins with relationship. Mm-hmm. And if we're an emotionally engaged relationship with someone, we can be invited into activities.
Mm-hmm.
And the repetition of activities leads to a reframing of mind and reforming of life. And so as I looked at the young men at SJV, the great energy, the possibilities to be able to offer a perspective to them as future priests, as future business leaders, on what we can do relationally to influence others, to live a life of virtue. And so Jamie and I are excited to be involved with SJV because we know that great change happens when Christ enters a person's heart through the outreach and ministry of our priests, through the touch that a business leader might give to a person who's in need or perhaps needs some guidance in their life.
Well, that's fantastic. Rich, I've had the honor to know you for a number of years, and I know you've had amazing experiences, both in the business world and serving our local church in a number of ways. And so I can see how someone like yourself can have a huge impact on the young seminarians at SJV. I can see how someone like yourself, you know, who's striving to lead a virtuous life, can take that experience. I've heard some of the stories of you and the stock exchange and all that kind of stuff, and you know, and impacting, imparting those experiences on these young men. So that's, you're talking about the relationship that forms over between. So talk to us about the dynamic. What happens at Virtuous Business Leaders, and
so
how does that work?
We have about 50 or 60 business leaders in the queue. Probably 40 or 50 show up. It's only four times during the academic year. Our first one's in October this year. We gather for Mass at the Vianney Chapel with all the seminarians and all the business leaders. Then we walk down to the student center and have a quick meal. And then one of the business leaders will talk about his experience in the workplace with perhaps living out the virtue of wisdom or justice or temperance or fortitude and how that plays out in the workaday world. I think sometimes we perceive that business people are after profits. Well, if a company doesn't make money, it can't stay in business.
Right.
But really what business is about is solving problems, and men who are able to do that in a way that empowers others, lifts others up, help people become all they can be. And so in the context of that perspective, a business leader will give a 15 or 20 minute talk, and then all the seminarians are seated at tables, five or six to a table with two business leaders, and then we dialogue for 30 minutes about the topic of the night. So what ends up happening is there is a connection made between the college student and the business leader over the course of an academic year. Great learning, great inspiration, I think, for me, selfishly. It's four times a year I get to go and enjoy the inspiration from Father Becker, the rest of the priests at the seminary, you know, 150 young men who sing, who welcome me with a handshake. They have the love of Christ in their life, and I think I speak on behalf of our business leaders who participate. We're the greatest beneficiaries of the time to get that, as you say, the front row seat into the future of the church.
Isn't that fantastic? Wow. And it's that relationship that you were talking about earlier that happens between the business leaders and the seminarians. And that's really key. I mean, you know, our previous guest on the show was Reed Flood, and he talked about the impact his father had on not only himself but his teammates, you know, on the football team.
Sure.
And he talked about the priest hero that had that sent him a text. So what you're saying is that we have this arena where we take these business leaders who are trying to lead virtuous business lives day in and day out in their business world, in their family, in their church, their home, and we're establishing that relationship with these seminarians like Reed who are discerning God's will in their life.
Yeah, so
that's beautiful.
So I like to say it this way. Whether it's a football team or a business or a priest with a parish or in a seminary, there's not only a relationship, but there's an accountability there. And when there's accountability, people tend to pay attention, T-Soak.
Yes, yes.
And within that accountability relationship, to build a culture or a relationship based on trust with the virtues and then serving the same mission, this is what creates change in people's lives. This is what disposes, if you will, a young man to the truth. I always say that virtue in the workplace is a gateway to the gospel. If people can see in our life a way of living that's different, that's true, that's noble, they will be disposed to say, what's there? What's missing for me? And there we have the opportunity.
That's fantastic. Well, you know, just as a parishioner, you know, in this archdiocese, as a husband, as a father, as, you know, from the pew, I want my future priest to have the background where they're interacting with men like you. I want my future priest to have the opportunity to interact and learn from and to learn the things that you just said, you know, these young men. And quite frankly, whether they become priests or not, I want them to have the opportunity. And, I, you know, and all our listeners, I'm sure, too, as they think about the great gift of the priesthood and the great gift of virtuous leaders in, you know, in the church, in our world. Well, that's fantastic. Talk about good news going on in our archdiocese.
Yes, you know, it should be the great compliment where, as a business person, I am charged with managing temporal affairs, and my priest, my fellowship of believers around me, helps me to nurture the deposit of truth, you know, my eternal goal, and the combination of the two brings life, life into a team, a community, a family. And so to experience this in real time with the seminarians and to talk about the hope that we have and to encourage one another is very exciting. It's a great blessing. And I'm just trying to do my part, T-Soak. Right?
Everybody has a role,
yeah,
Rich.
Right.
And I really am appreciative of your part. You know, I've been able to witness you serve, you and Jamie, and serve the church in a number of ways. And I'm really humbled and honored to to call you friend. So
thank you.
You know, thank it's you. Interesting. What and also what a gift that, you know, Father Becker as the rector of SJV has given to our church by continuing this program, and what a gift Father Bear, who started it when he was the rector at SJV, yeah. you know, to begin this in the wisdom and foresight.
Yeah.
You know,
you know, I always say that as Catholics, we should have the best ideas of all.
Amen.
You know, we have inspiration from our own Creator.
Yes.
And we're members of the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. And so when Father Becker, Father Bear have a vision and we jump in and support and bring energy, it should be the very best of ideas. I teased just this morning, today's gospel reading, don't you know that in the stadium, everyone runs to win the race, mm-hmm. but only one gets the prize, right? Mm-hmm. And the race, you know, it's the rat race without Christ, and the one prize that we're after is life eternal with Him. And so how do we do that? How do we live it out? Mutual encouragement, mutual teaching, guidance. This is the mission.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. So talk to us about the kind of business leader that you know that comes. I mean, describe business leader. You know,
I don't think there are any virtuous business leaders. We're
aspiring
business
there we
leaders,
go.
And that's what I would say. You know, Father Becker's been very intentional about finding men who are serious about their faith, not perfect, mm-hmm. but truly aspiring to learn, grow, bring the life of Christ first to their own life, secondly to family, mm-hmm. and then thirdly in the business world. And if that's in place, and those men are willing to offer four nights during the academic year to share their experiences with the seminarians, this is the type of man that comes. And Father Becker is continuing on the look. Hopefully I get to stay this year. You know, he keeps a watch on me. Yeah. So hopefully I'll be invited back on the 4th of October.
Well, I'm sure that that you're on the list. So there's four nights a year, and we have speakers lined up already for this year.
We do. We have a committee, actually. There's five or six men that gather with Father Becker. You're part of that, T-Soak. Mm. And, you know, we prayerfully and carefully think about, you know, what are the things that are really moving and shaking in the business world today that we would like comments about. For example, this fall we have an election. I don't know if you've heard about that. So we have a speaker who's going to speak about now what on the other side of the election. Mm-hmm. What does this do to how we absorb, you know, the new day
mm-hmm.
and lead in the midst of it? That mm-hmm. will be one of the topics mm-hmm. This fall.
Mm-hmm.
And so we think about those opportunities. We invite four speakers to come and prepare.
Mm-hmm.
And that becomes the framework for a year of learning.
That's great. So it's really imparting practical wisdom on these seminaries and having a discussion around that, right? These speakers, it's just something that they can relate to, whether they become priests or not. If they become priests, they're going to need to be equipped to shepherd their flock through some of these things that these business leaders are
sure.
raising, right?
And, you know, what I've discovered is a little bit like in the family. I always say to our kids, you know, family life doesn't happen on a great vacation. Mm. It happens around the dishwasher.
That's right.
And this is how we grow our relationships in a business environment. It's not the great events or happenings that really make a business. It's the everyday things that go on, conflicts that happen, challenges that happen within a business. People bring their own lives to work. They may be hurting. They may be excited. But nearly every day, in the context of a day at work, something's going on where I'm given an opportunity to say, you know, what would God do and what would God have me do as His man in this situation? Mm. And if I can respond to that in a way that's pleasing to Him, change will happen, good things happen.
That's fantastic. So whether it's the kitchen table or the boardroom or you know, the office or the cubicle, everyone's called to live that life of virtue.
Sure.
Everyone's called. So that's fantastic. So we're sharing that those pearls, that wisdom with our future priests. And like we were saying, if they become future priests, they'll need to shepherd their flock through that. But even if they don't become priests, you know, and they become husbands, fathers,
yeah.
and they'll need that.
The thing I've learned about the seminarians, I mean, they're very active in campus life. Mm-hmm. They're not sequestered off by themselves and live private lives. They're very involved throughout the campus, from football games to student activities. And it's through those relationships that they have influence on the campus,
mm-hmm.
which is no different than being, you know, a priest in a parish or a business leader in the community.
Mm.
We need to be involved. We need to be aware. We need to be alert and listen.
That's fantastic. You're right. So the seminarians are involved on campus and also beyond. I know that Father Becker has them lined up to do apostolic outreach, service activities in the community and beyond. So I can see where a young seminarian like Reed Flood would take that wisdom gained at Virtuous Business Leaders and apply it right away in his in his environment, and those seeds are planted. So in years to come, whatever God's calling for him and his seminary brothers, how that manifests itself in their lives and the impact on the people that they will lead, you know?
Yeah, I've heard it said, where does my greatest gift meet the world's greatest need?
Mm-hmm.
That's a vocation. Mm-hmm. And for me, business is a calling. Mm-hmm. It is a vocation. It's the place that God has called me to live for him, you know, first as a husband and a father, second as a business leader. And through the life of our church and the spiritual direction of our priests, you know, this is the complete life, not without pain and difficulty, but always with joy and hope.
That's fantastic. Rich, you have, sons. I have sons. We mm-hmm. all have spiritual sons as well.
Mm-hmm.
As I hear you talking, I can't help but think, you know, I not only want my sons to be influenced like men by men like you, but I want our spiritual sons and the future of our church to be influenced.
Would you tell my sons that, T-Soak? How well, lucky they are to have me.
Well, hopefully they're listening.
Yeah, well, hopefully it's being recorded.
I
have my doubts. One's in Boston, so.
That's great. Well, Rich, I want to thank you so much for your witness, for your example to me and to many others in this local church and beyond. Thank you for your service to St. John Vianney College Seminary and to the church.
My privilege and blessing. Thanks, T-Soak.
Thanks for being here this morning. So, well, we've heard a lot about St. John Vianney College Seminary today, and we appreciate all the listeners who have tuned in, and hopefully we got a little glimpse into one of the good news going on in our archdiocese here in St. Paul in Minneapolis.
So, T-Soak, tell me, does Jeff know that his job is in jeopardy?
His job is just fine. Don't worry, Jeff, if you're out there, you're just fine.
Well, he'll be back in a few weeks. Well, let's take a look at some of the things going on around the Twin Cities. All are invited to the Divine Mercy Parish Mission, September 11th through 13th at the Church of St. Paul in Ham Lake. Special guest, Father Angelo Casimiro. Each night, 7 p.m., praise and worship, question and answer sessions, hospitality, prayer teams on the final night. Don't miss this powerful event. For more information, visit churchofstpaul.com or call the parish office, 763-757-6910.
Men are invited to the Catholic Watchman Rally at the Church of the Epiphany in Coon Rapids on Thursday, September 15th from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Bishop Andrew Cousins will present The Strength of Humility, Obedience to Christ in All Things. This Catholic Watchman Rally is an opportunity for men to draw closer to Jesus Christ and invest in fellowship with other men. Dinner will be provided, free will offering accepted. Questions? Call Susanna Bowl at 651-291-4411. That's 651-291-4411.
Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Robbinsdale is holding its 49th annual Fun Fest September 17th. 5 to 11, and Sunday, September 18th, 11 to 3. Saturday's events feature a delicious pulled pork dinner, games, silent auction, and live music. Sunday's events include a chicken dinner, inflatables, and more. Go to Sacred Heart's website for more information, shrmn.org.
Presentation of Mary Parish in Maplewood invites you to their 70th anniversary celebration, September 17th and 18th. Archbishop Bernard Hebda will celebrate 5 p.m. Mass on Saturday evening, followed by hospitality on the lawn with pulled pork sandwiches and a back-to-school bonfire. Sunday morning Masses will be followed by fellowship, refreshments, and more. For details, visit presentationofmary.org.
Be a light and change lives. Women's Source Pregnancy Resource Center is holding their 6th annual Light of Life Gala Friday, September 23rd, 6 to 9:30 p.m. at the beautiful Marriott Northwest in Brooklyn Park. Enjoy dinner and inspirational presentation, live and silent auctions, wine pull, and much more. Visit womensource.org/news events for more information or call 763-208-0076.
Curatio Healthcare Apostolate invites all healthcare professionals to attend their 8th annual retreat, September 23rd through the 25th, at Christ the King Retreat Center in Buffalo. For those unable to make the weekend, a Saturday-only option is available, and talks will include a focus on St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta. For more information, visit CuratioApostolate.com. That's Curatio, spelled C-U-R-A-T-I-O.
All men are invited to join Bishop Andrew Cousins and other men from the Archdiocese for a men's pilgrimage to Our Lady of Guadalupe Shrine in La Crosse, Wisconsin, on Saturday, October 1st. Come to pray together, celebrate Mass, listen to a talk by Bishop Cousins. Cost is just $65 per person. That includes transportation and lunch. To find out more and to register, visit eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com. Keyword, Bishop Cousins. And you're not here next week, but somebody else we know is.
Well, that's right. Join us next week with guest host Patrick Conley to hear about complementarity. Tune in to find out what science and scripture have to say about women and man from Dr. Deborah Savage, professor of philosophy and theology at the St. Paul Seminary School of Divinity, as well as Dr. Greg Bataro, director of Catholic Psychological Institute. It's been an honor to be with you, every one of our listeners. God bless you. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to the Rediscover Hour, the show that spreads the good news of this great archdiocese.
The Rediscover Hour is heard every Friday morning at 9, Saturday evening at 6, and Sunday morning at 9 on Relevant Radio 1330. You can find show audio archives at rediscover-faith.org and at relevantradio.com. Keyword, Rediscover. The Rediscover Hour is a production of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis in cooperation with Relevant Radio. Rediscover.